T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This restaurant is awesome if you've never been. It's Paddlefish out at Disney Springs, and I'm a big fan, and get to chat with Chef Steven Richard from Paddlefish right now. Hey, Steven, good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, listen, I somehow twisted your arm, and I'm not sure how, for you to send over your little secret recipe for the shrimp and scallop cornbread stuffing. And it's okay just to eat this plain, right? I don't have to have a side with it, right? I can just have a bowl and a spoon?
You can go at it with a bowl and a spoon, and it's going to be a successful endeavor. It's an item, though, that we do serve at the restaurant right now.
Yeah.
I just put it on the menu a couple of weeks ago with some beautiful Alaskan cod.
Listen, shrimp, no problem. Made them last night at my house. Scallops, for some reason, intimidate me, because a perfectly cooked scallop, I think, is probably very hard to do. So for the home chef, somebody like me, and I use that term chef very loosely, is this something that everybody at home can do? This is an easy recipe for this shrimp and scallop cornbread stuffing?
This one is dead simple. It's about 3 or 4 steps, and you end up with something that's really, really, really delicious. And if the scallop scare you, don't let them do that. But what you're expressing, the fact that you're afraid of overcooking the scallops, it's actually something that probably the most common mistake at home with seafood is that people cook it too much. So the key with treating the shrimp and the scallop correctly is that when you're cooking it in the stuffing step, you got to kind of leave it just a hair underdone, remembering that you're going to cook it one more time. So once you make your stuffing, I put it with the codfish here at the restaurant, and then it goes in the oven, and it's going to finish cooking as the fish cooks.
Well, and I think a lot of people right now are looking for something completely different, you know, because everybody's having the same meatloaf and spaghetti and things at home, and this is definitely different. I'm guessing people listening right now, there's not too many of them that are making a shrimp and scallop cornbread stuffing at home. So this definitely amps up, you know, your dinner plate at night for the family.
It's a nice item. Like I said, you can use it with fish. I've also done it with baked stuffed shrimp and also a baked stuffed lobster if you're feeling brave and adventurous. And I've got to actually give my grandfather credit, because the recipe comes from my grandfather used to cook this when I was a kid.
Oh, how cool.
And I kind of lifted it from him about 30 years ago. I started cooking it myself. And actually, I do it at home once in a while. Every once in a while, my wife will say, "Can we have Grandpa George's stuffing?" And you don't have to ask me twice.
I love it. You should call it that on the menu, Grandpa George's stuffing.
I've got some of the service team and the managers describing it that way.
That's great.
In the dining room. It went very quickly to the number one entree on the menu as soon as we put it on.
Yeah, I bet. And when you see the picture at mix1051.com, you'll know exactly why. How's things going at Paddlefish? Everything slowly starting to get back to normal for you guys?
Slowly starting to get back to normal during the month of July. We're getting a little bit more traction with the parks opening and the population increasing. And we've been adding things to the menu because we started when we reopened with a little bit of a smaller menu.
Right.
But we've made a commitment that we're going to get back to normal. And we have added a number of things to the menu during the month of July. And this cod with the cornbread stuffing is probably the favorite of that group.
It is shrimp and scallop cornbread stuffing with Chef Steven Richard from Paddlefish out at Disney Springs. If you've never been there, it's fantastic. Make a trip out there and ask for that. You can try and make it at home, but hey, nothing wrong with asking for it there. And you can check out the recipe and the photo of it at mix1051.com. Thank you so much, Chef Steven Richard. Appreciate it.
Come out and see us, Jay. We're here every day.
Absolutely. Love it. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.